amazing. So today in our Thrill Hope Project, we're going to be talking about international justice mission. And Luke, you can go to the next slide. So I got it right. I've been wanting to do like this thing, focus on human trafficking in September for a while now, for the last 3 years actually, because this is when International Justice Mission does their big thing with all of the churches, and we're all going to pray together on the same day, but it's next week, and we're talking about Peoria Home next week. So I totally missed the date. But today we are going to be talking about International Justice Mission because in one sense, we're talking about Peoria Home and the fight against human trafficking here in Snohomish County. And huge news, like the house closed, we've got it. Now we're on, and still keep that in prayer because there's not a lot to do there. Like Laura's going to contact you this week and see about walking through it and seeing what needs to be done. And so there's not a lot to do, though. It's ready. Like, we have all our job applications our job stuff posted for hopefully bringing out a gal from Thistle Farms to get her to come and live with us for 6 months. And so it's pretty outstanding. We're getting, we have some women that are just really, really excited about this. In fact, one of our friends Mo talked to today, she was telling somebody, hey, Peoria Home actually got a home, and this person just started crying because she knows the need in the area is so much there. And so one of the reasons why we're talking about different organizations while talking about Peoria Home is just as an act of humility. Honestly, like, we're not the only ones in this fight. And in fact, International Justice Mission is awesome, but one of the things, you know, a lot of churches focus on the global issue of slavery. The latest estimates, by the way, are 45 million slaves in the world. It's incredible, 45 million slaves in the world. And so a lot of people talk about slavery elsewhere. I like to talk about it locally a lot, but sometimes I forget that it happens in other places, like India, Cambodia, you know, Sri Lanka. All these places just have slavery. But international justice system, here's one reason why I wanted to focus on them, because they're awesome. They're just totally awesome. I would encourage you wholeheartedly to follow them on Facebook, Instagram, sign up for their newsletter, do whatever you need to do, because quite honestly, one of the things that is so good about International Justice Mission, they're awesome at story. Like, really good at story. Like, in fact, all the videos that come out, I'm like, dang it, that's just so compelling. I wish that we had it so we could raise money like that. But we don't, and so it's cool. We can emulate off of them. And one of the things, one of the reasons why I really love International Justice Mission is, as well, is they believe in the church doing the work in finding ways for churches to get involved. Luke, can you go to the next slide, please? Go back. Yeah, so the ending slavery begins with your church. Like, they are constantly finding ways to get, like, churches involved in battling human trafficking, not only, like, globally, but locally as well. And so, and they have a huge platform. I mean, they've got a massive platform. Gary Haugen, their director, goes and speaks all the time, and he's fantastic. Will you do the next slide now, Luke? But you can see, like, and if numbers trigger you, they're all about numbers too. So, like, they'll post something on Instagram that's like, 3 people rescued today, 2 people rescued today, and it's really cool to see, like, just what they're doing. But they don't just go in and, like, Navy SEAL style, you know, pull people out of the house and you're rescued. Like, here we go. They actually do this by, in court cases, in changing laws, in going into villages and teaching villagers their rights when perpetrators want to come and do it. And they work with local officials, even though they know some of them are corrupt. They're even trying to change the corruption within local officials elsewhere in the world to change the laws so that slavery no longer exists. They are fighting tooth and nail to have slavery end. And they're doing it through lawyers, full-time lawyers, just having them on staff and going and fighting these. They do have rescue teams as well, but a lot of them are court cases, they're fighting. You just can't walk into, like, even if you know that there's slavery, you can't walk into, like a massage parlor and just go, come on, girls, you're coming with me. Like, that's illegal. Like, that's just as illegal as what they're doing. And so we don't do that. But yet, as they fight to change the laws, they're really trying to enforce justice in the world from the top down. And it's pretty spectacular what they're able to do. But one of the things that they don't just fight slavery. In fact, Gary Haugen's big fight is against violence. He hates violence. Violence against men, women, against the poor. And this is one of the things that makes International Justice Mission cool, is because they recognize that it's not just about human trafficking, but it's about violence and how do you do violence, not only to their body, but their soul, and violence to a community. And then, will you go to the next slide? Yeah, so one of the my absolute favorite things about International Justice Mission is as they start in the morning, let's say they start at 9, from 9 to 9:15, they have a time of prayer where they get the bulletin passed out from like the night's reports, and they just pray over it as a staff. And they also have another break during the day, I think it's right before lunch, where they get together and pray. And this is because Gary Haugen knows that none of this work could be done without prayer. None of it can be done without prayer. And that's one of those things where it's like, here we are, we hate this, what do? Praying. Pray. Like, let's not dismiss this thing that God instructs us to do. So I would say this, if you have time on October the 7th, I would fully recommend going to the Seattle prayer gathering, if you have time. It's kind of a long due. It's from 6 to 9, and it's at Doxa, which is the old Mars Hill in Bellevue. And that's where they're hosting it there. And I think it's important just to say, hey, like, we want to fight this, and we know that prayer is something that works. And so as we look at International Justice Mission, as we look at this thing in slavery, not only locally but globally, we need to recognize that, like, prayer is one of those things that we need to be a part of. And I'm honestly, like, yesterday I was so blessed. We had a volunteer meeting. We do this thing where we light a candle at Peoria Home. We light a candle and say, this is for the women who are still out on the streets, that they may find their way home. And then we have a moment of silence. And yesterday, Paula said, Scott, will you pray? At the end of the moment of silence, and I was like, she's never asked me before. We've done this, like, probably 5, 6, 7 times. And I was like, absolutely. And so, Jesus, will you just come and be with these women? Will you lead them? And Lord, as we just hope to be a light, will you shine their light into their darkness? And so that is our prayer, and we know that God's doing something through prayer, right? How was your time on this last week?
With
Mo and
yeah.
Yeah.
And kind of, instead of having, like, abstract ideas that certain things might be going on, I felt like this concrete vision of what's going on. And
Yeah, it's not like slavery. It's like that girl right there. Like,
yeah, it's like now, even just in the past several days, driving down on Broadway, which I do every day, like, noticing things or seeing things that I was like, I just didn't see that. I see
yeah. Yeah, and part of that's awesome, and part of that sucks. But so Mo and Addie Gerlach is getting ready to write a video for Peoria Home, and it's basically like seeing Snohomish County through the eyes of a survivor. And so Mo and Angie and Addie went out and drove around and looked at Snohomish County through the eyes of a survivor, and it was intense and awesome. And so I think that as you do know, we can pray. Christian churches have to at least step up and pray, and at least even at most, to a certain extent, don't do it without prayer. And so so it's awesome. So we get to pray. And so, Father, we thank you so much that we get to fight human trafficking through prayer. And so, God, may you put this issue on our heart, both locally and globally. Lord, may you, in our lifetime, make a major dent and end human trafficking and all the violence that is included in it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.